we have right here. We've got one mic for four of them, so I think Liz might be doing some of the chatting. We've got Chalk Horse Music. We have. How are you doing?
Very good.
Are you okay?
Yes, good. Thanks for having us in.
Oh, are you kidding? It's an absolute pleasure. You're cuddling like that thing as if it's a hot water bottle.
Well, yeah, that's why I bought it. Did I can cuddle it.
What is that protection. Gorgeous thing?
It's an auto harp.
Of course it is, an auto harp. What does that mean? You just put it on auto and off it goes?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah?
You press the button.
Yeah, okay.
And you get a chord. Yeah.
Get you. It looks like you've de-gutted a piano.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does work on the same principle.
Does it?
Actually, yeah, it's got felt in it. And I bought it because I love country music.
Ah.
And June Carter Cash had one.
Did she?
And I thought...
June Carter Cash.
I fancy one of those.
Yeah. I didn't know she had one of those.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
The Carter family used to play them, yeah.
They weren't a bad family, were they?
They weren't a bad family.
And then to mix in with the old Johnny.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Not bad. I should say, we've also got Dave, Ben and Darren here looking absolutely gorgeous. Is that the Sammy Smith talking? Or is it the the nut brown ale that is on, that had been quaffed in the green room? Was very kind to you, wasn't it, folks? Were you happy with the hospitality so far? Everything
overwhelmed.
Or just whelmed? I think he's just whelmed. That is Darren, who's suitably whelmed by the hospitality here at Radio Reverb. We aim to please. We don't aim that high, obviously, but we do aim a little bit. Who's missing? Who's the fifth?
The one that's missing is our very lovely bass player, Richard. He's not very well.
Busy.
But, he plays T-chess bass.
Okay.
And he sings like an angel.
Can you hear that singing
in
the background?
That singing, no,
when you said
perhaps
he sings like
he's
an
outside.
Angel,
perhaps
I think he is outside. Well, give his name out again because it's bless him. He's not here. What's his name?
It's Richard.
Richard.
Richard Walder.
Richard, if you are listening, why don't you do us the honour? You know, the least you could do. I know you're sick and all that, but you're a bloke. I mean, how sick are you? Really. Anyway, if you are really poorly, you know, obviously condolences, but text us 07909 547336, and they're not listening. Any dirt on this lot, just shed it. Okay, come on. You're not here. They'll forget by the time they see you. It'll be fine. I'm sure, because they're all so lovely. I can't believe that. There's got to be something. A little chink in the old armour. So, yeah, we've got Dave on his little mandolin as opposed to the huge mandolin. Ben has got all sorts of things going on. He's got a big... It's not really... What is that thing he's sitting on? Is that a chojon or is it just a... Is it? With natal written on it, or natal, however you want to... Is it postnatal, prenatal? What's going on?
Natal.
Good. Natal. And what's that thing on your lap called?
That's a dolly drum.
A dolly drum. Yeah. You see, this is working for radio, isn't it? I can tell. And then Darren's just got his beautiful guitar. He's just happy as the day he was born, which is a gorgeous thing. So let us know, for folks who don't know anything about Chalk Horse Music, Liz, step into the mic. Tell us, how long have you guys been together?
We've been playing with Chalk Horse Music for a couple of years now. Dave joined us much more recently, which is great because we've started playing more traditional English folk.
Okay.
And as well as playing mandolin and guitar, Dave also knows quite a lot about folk music.
Mm.
And we've been looking at mostly Sussex folk music, something with a bit of Sussex history.
Yeah.
And we write songs about Sussex legends.
Well, I loved all that stuff with what really struck me, the bees.
Yes.
Telling of the bees.
Yeah.
So when I first saw the telling, it caught my eye. I thought, oh, it's going to be about the demise of the bees. But actually, tell us about the bees.
Hmm. Well, the bee song was inspired by bee folklore. And in the past, people would that kept bees, the fear was that they might... leave the home, and so you lose your sugar source. So they were very important, as they still are, but I mean, in a different way, I think, in a more personal way. And so if somebody died, you would put a black cloth over the hive so that you were telling the bees about the death. And for a christening or something like that, you might give them a little piece of cake to eat, because the fear was that if you didn't keep them up to date with the news, they would swarm and leave you.
Is that a particularly Sussex thing, an English thing?
Well, it is a Sussex thing, and it was, but it's ancient as well.
The Celts. The
ancient Greeks and the Celts, what's going on? How bizarre is that? You can't get more beyond than ancient Greeks and Celts, but they were all doing it.
Isn't that
funny, though?
But the reason I became interested in that was because it was noted in a Sussex folklore book.
Oh, okay.
And as being, you know, a particular person in Rottingdean that had...
God, was
you
it?
Know, yeah.
some mad ass fool with a bunch of bees. Do you mean back in the day?
Back in the day.
Okay,
yes.
not like.
But people still seem to know about that practice.
Oh God, that's crazy! Anyway. I didn't know that. That is a beautiful thing. Another reason why we got to hold on to these bees.
Yes.
Come on, come on, people. So how long have you guys been? How long has Chalk Horse Music been around?
Chalk Horse Music has been around for a couple of years. Okay. Basically, I went back to uni and I did a music production degree.
Okay.
And we've been playing music for years and years, Appalachian music. And while I was there, I just thought it would be nice to do something about local legends.
Yeah.
And I've become completely obsessed by folklore.
It's entered your entire world.
It has, yeah. So, and looking at the traditional songs locally has been really nice as well.
Has anyone got anything they want to confess? Because for some reason, the police are swarming us right now. Is this the only reason you showed up?
We are actually the Blues Brothers.
I know. We're bringing the band back together. It was the chink of the old sort of shackles around your feet that gave it away. Or are they shackles? Who knows? Would you like to sing us a song? Because I want to get... Well, maybe we should let the Rozzers zoom past. I don't know. I think they've gone now. We're in hiding. They can't find us here. Would you like to play as we get arrested? What have you got lined up?
Okay, we're going to start with one of our less miserable songs.
Oh, hello. Yes. Why not? We'll hit them slowly, shall we?
Yeah, we'll hit them slowly. This is like a spring song, really.
Okay.
And it's The Cuckoo, which is a very well-known traditional English folk song.
Yep.
This is our version, and I've chosen it again because it does have a Sussex history in that the first verse used to be chanted by Sussex children.
Oh.
And that makes up the version of pretty much every version of The Cuckoo you would hear.
Like that. That is groovy. Guys, we've got Chalk Horse music. I almost said Chalk Horse Farm there for some reason. Chalk Horse Music playing extremely live for us. I'm going to swing my mic over here just so we can all hear Darren play. So, you know, let's just see how this works, shall we?
The cuckoo's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings. She tells us no lies. She sucks the sweet bird's eggs to keep her voice clear. And when she sings cuckoo, the summer draws near. The cuckoo is a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings. She tells us no lies. She sucks the sweet flowers to keep her voice clear. And every time she sings cuckoo, the summer draws near. Bird, no other is a she that flits across the meadow, that sings from every tree. And as she never builds a bag, she does roll. Her song is not a tearful and nowhere our own. Singing in love with her.
That is gorgeous. That is Chalk Horse Music with Cuckoo. It is a trad song, isn't it? And,
yes.
And did you say that you've traced it to Sussex?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes, it was collected in Sussex, and Shirley Collins did recorded that. In fact, actually, we supported Shirley Collins at Christmas, and she's one of the most well-known folk singers, really. And I was really worried, actually, about playing that in front of her, because she recorded that on her first album, which I didn't realise at the time. And she came in as we were sound checking. But I went over to her afterwards because I thought, I can't not go over and say something. And I said, oh, I'm really nervous because I'm playing. And she said, I'm nervous too.
Oh, so, see, that's what you want to hear, isn't it?
She was very sweet.
She didn't sing it as well in her set.
No, she didn't. No, I knew she wasn't going to sing it. She was singing from her Lodestar album.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And talking about that.
Text in from Anna, of course, back in from Hove. That sounds lovely. It does. It is. I mean, that's the thing. I'm pretty sure it was covered also by Christian Hirsch on her first album, but she's done a real completely different version, but I don't know. It's a cracker. According to Andy Turl, Chalk Horse Music have inspired me to make a T-chest bass. What the heck is going on? What, in the last 20 minutes? What's going on? Andy, you're a quick mover. You are. A T-chest bass. How's that for chess reason, madam? What is that? What is a T-chest bass? And what's he on about?
Well, you can tell him there's a T-chest for sale in one of the charity shops, I noticed, but they're 25
Andy,
quid.
Don't listen. 25 quid? Which charity shop? On the London Road?
Well,
no wonder
no,
you
I
guys
saw...
were late.
Well, no, T-chest bass, people used to...
It's what Richard plays.
Richard plays that.
Does
Richard
he?
Is missing. Well, so it's a piece of washing line.
The mythical Richard.
With a T-chest.
You say he exists. I don't know. I'm not sure. He hasn't texted, of course. What's he up to? Is he gambling online again? That chap, he's got to stop.
I know.
Seriously. All the money you guys making is just going down the drain.
Exactly.
All the money. Talking of making money, you guys are gigging in Hastings, I should say, at the Jenny Lind, which is a groovy old venue. That's the old town bit.
It's lovely in there. It's all nice in the old town, but Jenny is one of the nicest beating hearts of the old town, I think.
That's a nice way of
putting it. Always nice on a Sunday afternoon as well, you know. There's always a good crowd. There's always a good crowd anyway.
Hastings
is
a pretty groovy place,
it's
actually,
a great place.
In that sense, isn't it? We were talking... It
Love
is
it.
A party town. It's a pirate town as well.
Mm.
It's like, boy, are they mad on pirates. And they keep beating the Cornish at their own game. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah.
There's this ongoing thing, isn't it? I don't know. What is it? Best pirate place in, I don't know, something bonkers. Anyway, Hastings always beats the Cornish. And nothing winds up the Cornish more than being beaten at being pirates, apparently. That's all I know about it. I don't know. I did walk into a pub once not knowing anything about this pirate thing. And it must have been Pirate Day or something. And mental. Absolutely mental. Including pirate music. And I'm not sure what genre that is. But Johnny Depp is involved, I think. So that's the Jenny Lind. You are next time in Brighton. Is that the 14th of March that we know of?
Yes. It's one in Brighton.
And this place sounds cool. So it's over in Hanover. It's called The Village.
Yep.
And it's a folk room by sea.
Yes.
How beautiful is that?
They have, I think it's bi-weekly. So it's fortnightly. They have three acts. And the one we're doing there next in March, we're doing the same night in London the night before at the Harrison, which is their other folk room.
Oh, brilliant. With the same artists.
With the same lineup. And there's some really nice acts they have.
Yeah, it's run by these guys.
It's run by Ben Walker, of Ben Walker and Josie and Clark.
Yes.
And Stephen as well. Stephen actually runs it, I think, too.
Okay. What's the plan? I mean, because you handed me this lovely EP as you came in, which looks stunning. But you said it's your oldie, your old one.
That came out last January, actually.
Okay.
And at the moment, we've just recorded the B song. We're now recording a song about the devil.
Oh, hello.
So our recordings tend to be contemporary, but our live act is traditional kind of acoustic.
Yeah.
So very different to the recordings.
So how do you see the kind of, how do you map out the year as a band?
We don't.
Okay. How would you reckon the year will pitch? Are you kind of, do you get into the studio and do new stuff?
We work at home.
Rehearse more? Than recording and writing? Do you know what I mean? Or are you looking for the gigs and the festivals? I mean, what's the... What's the backbone?
We do it side by side, and okay. we're not really looking at festivals. It's quite hard to get into festivals. And actually, what we'd do is we'd just look for nice places to play.
Yeah.
So especially, we like playing places that have a history to them. We suit that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we just like to play places where people are, you know, it's a relaxed evening and we can enjoy it as well.
It's kind of what interests you as well.
But money's always nice too.
Money, what a great idea that is. Write that down. Seriously, write that down. Ben, write down money. That's a great idea. Now we're brainstorming, right?
Yeah.
This is good. Do you want to play us a live track, seeing as you're looking oh so good?
I think we're going to do Emily Kay, aren't we?
Emily
Kay, this song is about a woman. This is about a crime story.
Yes.
That happened in Eastbourne.
Who?
Or near Eastbourne.
Spooky.
In a bungalow.
Yeah.
Bungalows.
Spookier.
And woman, it was 1920s. Uh-huh. Emily Kay met a man called Patrick Mahon, who was an absolute rotter, an Irish rotter.
Yeah.
He had a history of violent crime, and he invited her to his love bungalow by the sea. And he was already married, which he didn't know. And he promised her they were going to get engaged.
It's not going to end well, is it?
No, it didn't end well.
No.
It didn't end well. But what happened was he killed her and he put her body into various places, dismembered her body. But then he was such a charmer, he invited another woman to the bungalow and left her body behind the door.
Oy, oy, oy. This guy was all over the shop, wasn't he?
He was.
He needed to be banged up, that bloke. He wasn't safe
to
be
hanged. He hanged.
Oh, did he? Good. Yeah. Thank God for that.
He was tried at Lewis.
Was he?
Yeah.
And tested. What's this track called again?
It's called Emily Kay.
Of course it is.
Those eyes, burning gaze, milky sea. A driftwood and seafoam. Emily.
song. That is a beautiful song. There's a little touch of sort of Cowboy Junkies about you guys. Do you know the Cowboy Junkies?
Are somebody said that once before.
Did
to
they?
Me.
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. They're probably sort of 80s, early 90s, I reckon now. Yeah, do you reckon? Yeah, very, very good. Caution Horses was a beautiful album of theirs, which is what's reminding me slightly. Your voice is so beautiful, a very gorgeous lilt to it. I had a text in from someone who's not even listening. He's just missing out. He can see all the Facebook posts and he's not happy. He goes, this is a hi, Pete. I'm on a train and I'm missing this. Dang. Well, all I say to you, you're not listening, so I can say anything I like to you, but I'm sure you're listening to the repeat, is the fact that there is a repeat on Friday. So if you find yourself in that quandary that Andy from Deal or Andy in situ from Deal, I don't know where he's going or where what's going on. He doesn't mention where he's going. He's on a train. That's just all we know. You can listen on Friday to the whole show, I know, from 12 till 2 in the afternoon, which will be a groovy thing. I will always put a Pete Jones Show post up, and with far more information, I will know exactly who I'm going to play. That's the thing. It's not just guesswork. It's fact, and not alternative facts either. These are real ones. Indeedy doodly. So how does things drive you guys? Is folk the thing, or is there a little bit of politics buried in there somewhere?
I don't know about the politics. I mean, I suppose I did wonder about why I'd been drawn to female stories, you know, because one of the other ones we do, Nantuck, on the first EP, that's a witch legend. So that's a story of outsiders, really, and that's always relevant. But I don't bang a political drum because it just doesn't work for me in the way I do things. So it's quite a soft approach, really.
Yeah.
So
it's, there's always a bit of politics in folk.
There is always a bit. You're absolutely right. There's a tradition. There is. And there's you know, a couple of strands of folk, isn't there, where there's either the sort of, I don't know, the murders, and there's a lot of murder in folk.
Murder ballads, yeah.
Yes. And then there's the kind of marches and the workers and the strife and the poor man, you know, the stuff that Bragg picked up on and sort of went with. Yeah. You know, that kind of...
Well, also the traditions of ordinary people, you know, just by... Because the ordinary person doesn't really get celebrated so much in historical records, so it's nice
it's
to...
It's very true.
It's nice to talk about those things, you know.
Sorry, I'm just... Whack my mic there. Trying to pass the mics around.
Keeping up that tradition of
the Mumford and Sons are. Yeah. Yeah. In a sort of in Maine.
Emulating real.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. If you can't hear what we're saying, maybe just as well. No, that's true. That is true. But I was thinking, because you guys are Liz was talking about Sussex, and then I was thinking about Kate Rusby, who's very, again, in her very sort of localized ritual. Of her, the area that she's from, Yorkshire, and slightly further. Do you know Kate Rusby much?
I do. She's got a beautiful voice. I didn't actually know that she made music particularly about her area.
Well, maybe she doesn't. But when I was just chucking it out there, when I'm sure she does.
She's got a fantastic voice.
Because when I saw her live, I'm sure she was chatting about all that side of it. Very similar to hearing you talk about little sort of tales and stories and things that you've... I love that stuff about the bees, and I know I keep harping on about it, but it is beautiful, and it's something that, you know, we probably lost it years ago, that sort of in touch since in our lifetimes... I would say there's, you know, it's very easy to have moved on beyond things that are very sort of earthy and very true.
That's kind of why we have the songs. It's a social history.
Yes,
music.
It is. Sorry, the mic is so low that these poor chaps are struggling to be heard. But yes, it is a social history, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you can look back and listen to a lot of music and, you know, get a feel for what was happening at that point in time. The songs were written about all sorts of things, you know, everything from day to day life, joyous occasions, sad occasions, obviously politics, struggle, poverty, everything really.
And folk kind of encapsulates all of that, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to crack on with another track? It'd be lovely to hear you.
Yeah, well, why don't we play the bee song?
Please.
Telling of the Bees.
Why not? That is a great idea. Brilliant. You are listening to Chalk Horse Music playing live for us here. If you like what you hear, and by God, if you've got a heartbeat, you'll like it. Hastings is for you. Jenny Lind, 3rd of February. It's if you're thinking, oh, I don't fancy the drive, and what happens if we drink? there is a train, you know, there is a train. You can go straight to Hastings on a train. I've done it. I will be proof that it exists. And if you want to see them in Brighton or in London, we've got the 13th of March at the Harrison in King's Cross, and then the same lineup, which is great, great idea, at our very own The Village in Hanover, Folk Room by Sea. The album, I See Pharisees.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that right?
You are.
For some reason, I have to go Pharisees. I can't say that word without a Devonshire burr.
Well, it's a double plural, which apparently the Sussex people used to use.
Did they now?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Is that the name of an album that exists, or is it one you're working on?
No, that's the EP that we've already done.
Oh, the EP, sorry.
Yeah.
My writing, put an L instead of an E.
We're just kind of constantly record songs, really, but we do it quite slowly. So
do you hire out a studio?
We just do it at home, so it takes a bit of time to do.
Yeah, but nice time.
Yeah, it is nice time. Yeah, frustrating time.
Yeah, well,
but fun as well.
Yeah, right. What was this track? Oh, this is The Bees.
Yes, this is Telling of the Bees.
Telling of the Bees.
2, 3, 4.
From our gorgeous guests at Chalk Horse Music, Liz, Dave, Ben and Darren working their socks off Richard nowhere to be seen. But that's fine. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. It's his call, to be honest. Have you noticed how well it works with just the four of you? I mean, this could be the way forward. You know, I mean, do you know? I don't know. I'm just saying it. Putting it out there. More money. I mean, what? Anyway, Richard, we love you. I hope you get well soon. And maybe you can go solo. I don't know. So, it could be a winner. I don't know. Are you planning, as I move on, are you planning on cracking out an album at some point? Because I'm a bit of a fan of you guys.
Well, we might see.
Get busy. Come on. What's going on?
Do you think we could put the two EPs together?
Oh, I see what you
did. Is that a bit lazy?
It's both lazy and brilliant.
We could carry on just going until we're ready. You
sound ready to me. I don't know what's going on.
Until we've recorded it all.
Yes, yes. Well, I think we've got something here, folks. This is good. There's five tracks on that EP, so you're already giving more than you need to. So, you know, most EPs seem to be four. Yeah. Lightweights. What goes on when? Because you know there is a mix of the trad and the covers, if you like, and then your own music. Mm. Are you kind of a sort of band that tends to be writing? Of a week, is it something
no,
that?
No, not really.
So do you sort of plan the writing bit?
No.
Good. Who wrote these questions?
Yeah,
I'm looking
no,
through
what
the glass.
I do is, actually, no, I do it. we
no
do
one
it.
There.
Do it through the research because you do whatever what appeals. You know,
yes.
I've been looking at all sorts of different things. Actually,
what sort of things?
Well, I go to bookshops and see what I can find.
Do you know?
I've found a thing called by a Mr. Beckett recently, who started Beckett Newspapers.
Okay.
And who would have known? He wrote this really sweet thing about the spirit of the Downs. So that's rather taken me at the moment.
I like that.
So I'm looking at a lot of folklore, but I'm also looking. You know, we're also looking at the natural world and other things, you know.
Have you been to this little bookshop on the corner of the open market?
No, I haven't.
It's fantastic.
I haven't. I like the fact that you just come upon something, whereas when you look online,
no,
you know, it's a big source, but it's also it can be quite narrow.
Perfect if you know the title.
Yes.
And it's a slightly odd title. And you can't find it anywhere. Perfect. But for browsing online, for me, it's not where it's at, really.
Not if you like books. I've never liked books before. But this Sussex project makes me really, really excited.
Have you been
books.
To that funny old bookshop down Trafalgar Street?
No.
Oh, you've got to go down there.
Yeah, well, I will.
Not
I'll come
kidding.
Over and have a look.
There's two floors to it as well. And it is mad as a box of frogs. And the guy knows, seemingly, every single book in there. But it's piles and piles of books. It's one of the sort of last of the dying breed kind of places.
Well, there's one in Eastbourne I've been going to called Camilla's. And they've got a little parrot in there.
Have
to keep you entertained.
You've got to have a parrot in a bookshop. Of course you have.
And piles and piles of books.
Sorry, your mic was down, sir.
Only on a Thursday.
Only on a Thursday, what, the parrot or the shop?
Oh. Yeah, no, on the first floor. You go up to the first one, there's a giant cage, but they only put the
actual bits. See,
cage.
That's good to know. Yeah, that's.
I always seem to see the parrot.
You're always there on a Thursday.
I must be.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a little sort of glimpse, a glimpse at winning. There is a very, very sad, you know, talking of amazing bookshops, the Kensington Gardens one is now closed down, which is a sad old thing because he was a real collector. If you wanted to get first editions and that sort of stuff, it was a real kind of book lover's bookshop. But they've evaporated in the last couple of months, which is a sad thing. I have a feeling it was more about retiring than needing to. But, you know, this is the thing. So these are great sources for you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, no, I don't know.
Education. Who knew? You're an educator.
I don't think so. But anyway, it's the first person that's ever said that. We have, I reckon, time for one more song. Sure. We put it this way, we've got 4 minutes, and that sounds like your
should
average
we do Sunbeam?
Chalk horse track.
Is that all right?
Yeah. You've been absolutely brilliant, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. I felt like I haven't bigged you up enough. But Dave, Ben and Darren and Liz, you make a fantastic sound.
Thank you.
You really, really do. It's beautiful.
I was going to do another trad song, but I think people can hear that. But maybe another time on your show.
Anytime.
So
yeah.
I thought we'd do one of our own.
Well, if I've now got the CD, you steer me to the tracks that you'd like me to play.
Yes, okay. But I think what we'll do is we'll play Sunbeam. On the CD, it's...
track four.
It's got a little snippet of the Shanty Men. Oh, yeah, we haven't got long to do this, so let's go.
Oh, no, you can do
this
whatever you want.
This is Sunbeam, and it's a song that we wrote ourselves, and it kind of... It's... I don't go to church anymore, but when I was a kid, I went to church, and it reminds me of that time. Wood panelled rooms and kind of church halls and beryl ware teas.
Bless.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. Beautiful, evocative, isn't it? Oh, she is.
She stares out the window, watching the birds, and she says,
you're not going to believe this, folks, but something happened halfway through that and Dave's little mandolin grew. I don't know. I don't want to point that out to anyone. I don't want to alarm you, folks. It's fine. It's all under control, but it's true. It's true, I tell you. That is a beautiful song. That is Sunbeam. It's from the first EP, which I'm going to call Tell Me Now, but it's not. It's called I See Pharisees. I do. I do. I don't know why, but I do. Beautiful, beautiful stuff, as you know, because you can hear it. Chalk Horse Music. Please go and see these guys playing live. Step back into the mic, my lovely. What I didn't do was say how they can get hold of you in other ways. Is there like a website and all
that? We've
got
a website, yeah. And it's chalkhorsemusic.com.
Fair enough. There you go.
And everything is on there. Live dates, contact, way to contact, all of that. They can... download the EP from there.
Chalkhorsemusic.com. Did you say you're giving stuff away? Did you allude to that?
Or no,
can
we
they,
did.
They can
we did.
Sell it. They can buy it.
They can buy it. They can download there or they can buy the CD. But actually, in the past, we did make Telling of the Bees available as a download. But there's a video on there that I've made for that. And there's also a video for Nantuck, which is the witch song. On there
on
that I made as well.
Brilliant. Text in saying, hi, gorgeous. I think he's talking to me. I don't know it. He's saying, sounding good on the airways as always. And then a bit of a plug, I think. Who knows? Are Tenderhooks on next week? That's not, you know, I mean, quite frankly, it's... It's all about you, isn't it, sir? Yes, Tender Hooks are on next week. What about Chalk Horse Music? I big them up, for crying out loud. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks best for having
of, us. Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure. Please yeah, come back. When you've got some new stuff, will you come back?
Yes, please.
And when you find out so, you know, that you are headlining on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury, will you come back then as well? Yes? Yeah. And we will do it all again, my friends. Do it all again. Love you. Love you. Oh, my God. What's that?